Our area of professional interest will never form part of your zeitgeist. We are most often appalled by your lack of grace and courage. Strictly speaking, the precise details of such emotional activities are our own business. What follows is a slight only, an alibi of sorts. We are playing baby to your bathwater, yes. But we are routinely unimportant in your explanation of history. We have recourse only to factuality. We neither invoke nor provoke, what one might call, a genus of nations. The spirit of our logic connects only certain extant governing ideas with certain non-negotiable starting points, all without the distortions of personal content, being formed from basic observation, towards a wish to survive. We feel unique in this simplicity. The ways by which nations perpetuate themselves are we believe too complex, too destructively complex, necessitating a blithe technological severity, invasive systems of restriction, and the perpetuation of empty rivalries in an empty loveless dynamic from which voids not objects and beings are inferred. Desire is overtly ubiquitous. Such petulant resolutions must be prevented, however. Desire must be processed by reason, and reason itself must be an entirety if it is to remain meaningful and essential in this task. We proffer nothing abstract. We insist that ideas must be such that people can hold them, so that they can hold on to them. Best wishes and take care.